The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Happy Friday Eve.
Friday Eve.
Oof, can't come soon enough.
But how quick has this week gone, though?
Oh, has it?
Do you want to know something scary? Do you know what someone told me this morning?
What's that?
That it might be 100 days till Christmas.
Wow.
Isn't that
100 days? You started the shopping.
I haven't actually checked that. But,
I haven't seen any like Christmas decorations in the shops. Only, I was there yesterday. They are there. Maybe I've checked them out.
Yeah, we're halfway through September. It is a matter of time until the supermarkets, the department stores are filled with Christmas stuff.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? Like this COVID era, like that began in March of 2020, and here we are, September 2021, and it just feels exactly the same.
Yeah. No, I've just had a confirmation from Mel, my producer, 100 days till Christmas.
Oh, excellent.
There you go. How about that?
That's quick fact-checking.
Yeah, I know. We're very fast here at the West Live. And now, the police have given us some more information about the human bone that was found last month on City Beach.
Yeah, so this all dates back to a teenage swimmer, 16-year-old boy, who vanished back in November of 2020. Now that bone has been analysed. Forensic examination has confirmed that it is the bone of the missing 16-year-old swimmer. So that bone was found at Scarborough Beach. So confirmation for the family of this swimmer. Obviously, terrible news when he vanished and they weren't able to find him. But confirmation with the forensic examination of this bone.
Yeah, so that kid, I remember his name, Matthias Bekaretsian, and you might remember at the time, Matty, that like his parents like hailed him as a hero because it was, I think they were swimming at night off Scarborough at 8 p.m. and his cousin had gotten into a bit of trouble. He's helped rescue the cousin, got her to safety before he was unfortunately swept away by the current. I think it was pretty rough conditions on that particular night. The local Ethiopian community, I remember, were devastated at the time.
Search went on for days.
It did.
Yeah.
And so now it's, I guess, a little bit of closure.
Yeah.
But still really sad.